expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Cybermoon!
Whoop, whoop!
Ooh, let the dogs out.
What do you mean, let them out? They're still here.
Unleash the hounds! It seems like we're getting into uncharted territory these days, aren't we?
We've been there.
This was a surreal week, man. We've been almost play by play saying every single thing that was going to happen on this, and watching it unfold just was surreal as all can be. Because there's elements of it to where when you report on all these things and you see all these things, even as an opinion show, as a show where we talk about these things, you just put these pieces together, and it's so obvious what the answer is. But when you see it actually happen, by God, it's
well, before surreal. Before we go there... My name is Mark Kett, and I'm here, and I'm your host. And you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. Today is Sunday, January 10th, 2021. And I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting and has seen more BS than a stockyard cowboy.
Got that right. Good morning. You shortened that up.
We got a lot to cover. And Cyber Dave Johnson with a degree in Ram Samurai.
Good morning, everybody.
And our guardian of the buttons, producer extraordinaire Travis.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning. Yeah, we're going to cut it a little short
you.
Here.
Go ahead. No, I just do these shows and, I see you. Sorry. No apologies.
We're brought to you by some sponsors. We're not going to go over too much because there's a lot to cover, but, what a week in the headlines here. And, I'm still pulling up everything on my computer, but, I still have a computer to pull stuff up on, because it's insane. I mean, the stuff they're blocking, they block the president on Twitter and Facebook. Who gives these guys the rights to block the president?
Oh, it's so far beyond that now. I mean, so you block the president and you then go after everybody who supports him. I mean, the amount of people that have been blocked, I was off these platforms like a month and a half ago,
right,
preaching all about what was coming
right
on this. And so we may actually have, if we have some time, have the creator of Wimkin, because he also got taken down along with MAGA Book, along with MeWe for a period of time. There was reports on that. And Parler had their servers get messed with. Mm-hmm. They had their DNS get messed with, and they got deleted from the App Store. And all of these different places, here's what's interesting the most to me. There is an article that I'll see if I can bring up later in the show. I don't have it right in front of me, but it was discussing about all of the government involvement with these tech companies and how much investment they have within, like, the CIA and the FBI, who have partnered and helped start these different companies like Facebook and Twitter and a bunch of these others. And so there was a report that came out to where they were discussing and talking about all of the options that these intelligence agencies have to get back at Trump when Trump does anything they don't like. Well, it reaches and extends, and we're beginning to really see it now and confirm it, to all of these media agencies to where they literally can cut him off. Because Jack Dorsey, I mean, he only owns like 6% of Twitter.
Right.
So,
well, it's the big boys and the big money and the printing press down there in Washington at the Federal Reserve. They buy everything in the world, either through them. You know, they can't buy it themselves directly, so they buy it through all their corporate counterparts.
Well, and now we're seeing exactly where it comes into this whole idea of stakeholder capitalism. The companies do what the government tells them to do, and therefore they don't have to abide by your constitutional rights. It's basically just a takeover from within using our own means.
I'm not sure if it's the tail wagging the dog or the dog wagging the tail. I think it might be a little bit of both. I think that somebody who's ever pulling the strings, you know, because we know that the Fed has corporate interests. So if you look at that, what happens is if J.P. Morgan's telling the Fed what to do, then that's not the Fed telling J.P. Morgan what to do. You see what I'm saying?
Well, so, yeah, and when you look at it, though, the Fed's done. We're done. I mean, when you go through and you start looking at these things and you start seeing how much money we're printing off, you've printed off in the last 10 months as a country 30% of your total money. And when you go through and you start seeing we're talking about $2,000 a month to everybody, and this is the way that it's going to be, and that's going to be what you're going to live on. Well, it doesn't matter. I can give you $50,000 if it isn't worth anything. My toilet paper is going to be worth
more
than that.
Well, you know, the thing is that we're starting to see that the propaganda has become plain as day, and people are starting to see that there are the whole thing is about prostitution. And that's the thing, you know, but it's going away, and with that is going away the trust in the government by anybody with a common sense brain cell that, sparks a neuron that, you know, goes to other parts of his anatomy. But before we go too far down that road, I want to talk about a couple of things. We're going to get into the local politics and the New York Times article. And I also want to talk about this Vogue. Has anybody seen the Vogue?
Who gets to be on Vogue and who doesn't?
I posted this. Also on Facebook, when I posted the gun thing raffle or the gun purchase, they're selling a gun for the state of Jefferson last week. That got stopped, saying that that was inappropriate for our community standards. What? You know?
Oh, I didn't see that. I reposted it.
Yeah. Well, I want to play a little clip here, and I can't do it yet because I'm not hooked up,
but I will. Before we go any further, we do have Jimmy on the line, then we'll go to a break.
All right,
there
you go.
Good morning, Jimmy. What you got for us?
Hey, besides Abraham Lincoln warning us against mail-in voting, the fraud, can I read you something that'll take about a minute?
Sure. Just get closer to the phone or something. We can hardly hear you.
Okay. Well, it just became aware to me that Abraham Lincoln had arrested a bunch of reporters and stuff, and here's the executive order that he put out to arrest these people. Whereas there has been wickedly and traitorously printed and published this morning in the New York World and New York Journal of Commerce, newspapers printed and published in the city of New York a false and spurious proclamation purporting to be signed by the president and to be countersigned by the Secretary of State, which publication is of treasonable nature designed to give aid and comfort of the enemies of the United States and to the rebels now at war against the government and their aiders and abettors. You are therefore hereby commanded forthwith to arrest and imprison in any fort or military prison in your command the editors, proprietors, and publishers of the aforesaid newspapers, and all such persons as, after public notice, have been giving of the falsehood of said publication, print and publish with the same with intent to give aid and comfort to the enemy, and you will hold the person so arrested in close custody until they can be brought to trial before a military commission for their offense. You will also take possession by military force of the printing establishments of the New York World and Journal of Commerce and hold the same until further orders and prohibit any other further publication. So, looks like a bunch of press people got arrested at May 18th, 1864. This was dated.
Well, and you know something? There's a lot of scuttlebutt in the air right now. Some of the stuff we've been able to verify and some of it we haven't. One is I've been told by a pretty good source that Trump has declared the Insurrection Act already and signed it. I don't know. I can't verify it because...
Yeah, and that's maybe that's why Nancy Pelosi ran to the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanting them to do something. So anyways, I'll let you guys go. I know you got a full show.
We appreciate it. Thanks for calling in and reading that, Jimmy. It's crazy right now, the level of disinformation as well as information.
Well, and on that note, what he was mentioning there with Abraham Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln is one of those guys that many hail as a hero to our country. But a lot of people don't understand that many of the things,
should be the Commie Posse Taught Us Act, but it's the...
what's interesting is during that time, there were so many violations to the Constitution with what he did
right.
that appeared to be necessary violations of the Constitution.
Well, and that's it. Because at the same time, he said, you know, it wasn't about the slavery as much as it was preserving the Union. You know, if you go back and you look, he said, if we have to have slavery to preserve the Union, well, so be it. If we need to get rid of slavery to preserve the Union, so be it. But I, sir, would preserve the Union. And so it's extraordinary times. I mean, if your country is falling apart, being taken over, there's treasonous things going on everywhere where maybe extraordinary measures have to be done, and we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. I do have a clip here for. I understand that, but I'm looking at that, but it's a 5-minute clip. So when we come back from the break, I want to play this thing right away because I know we have a guest coming in, and then we'll go that. But this is very important for what we're having this conversation. This is a clip from Candace Owens and about her suit, and I want to kind of use this for talking points, and I think she makes a lot of sense.
All right, and with that, we'll go to a break. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor cover lessons we've learned about the writing process. Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always write selfishly.
Sovereign Mind Radio. I kind of like that this morning. I was feeling a little bit patriotic here, and I'm not sure whether I was patriotic or angry or angrily patriotic. But we're back here, and I want to play this clip real quick. This is from Candace Owens. It's entitled, Facebook Censored a Sitting President. None of us are safe. And I think that's the message that we need to take from this, is we got the leftists and the socialists and the communists out there. Oh, great. Ha, ha, ha. They censored Trump. But what they don't get is they could get censored just as easily, too. Because if they can censor the president, they can censor anybody. And if they can censor anybody, guess who controls the narrative? Not you guys.
And they are censoring everybody now.
Absolutely. So let's.
That happened.
Are we ready to go, Travis? Here we go. Let's get this out of the way, and then we'll move on.
Facebook is trying to delete me. Big tech is trying to delete us, our movement. We must stop them. You are smart. Long ago, you stopped believing in the corrupt corporate media. You canceled the newspapers and cable shows and began reading your news from social platforms. Dominant on those platforms were conservative voices, like mine. We are the Americans who did not have a voice in traditional media. Honestly, do you think the left wants me to have a platform to speak? But I can have a voice. Here, on my own social platforms. I can be heard. That freedom infuriates the left, who used to own complete control over our information. So they hatched a plan to silence me and all of us conservatives. And Facebook is paying them for it. Here is how it works. In 2016, hysterical liberals had to find someone to blame for their humiliating loss to Donald Trump. In their minds, they could not possibly have lost due to their own horrendous candidates or policies or their own failing message, so they attacked the one thing that they did not have total control over, social media companies. They applied extreme pressure to silence or censor fake news, which was just a fancy way of saying news that they don't like. Facebook bent to that pressure and created a fact-checker network with godlike powers over all of us. Here is how Facebook fact-checking works. A website you have never heard of, run by partisan beta leftists, stalk the pages of your favorite conservative personalities. Whenever we say anything they disagree with, these fact-checkers write a vicious partisan hit piece. Then they harass us and our audience by slapping hazardous warning labels on what we have posted. Many times, those labels say, missing context or disputed. Yes, thanks, Facebook. Every political argument in America is disputed. Every argument is indeed missing some context. But the insanity continues. These hack checkers, as I like to call them, would be just an annoyance, but Facebook gives them the ability to destroy the reach of our content so we cannot communicate with you. They demonetize our pages so we can't make a living producing content for our audiences. And here is the breathtaking part. Most of these fact checks are pure partisan bile. They're false, fake, untrue. But there is no recourse for your favorite conservative creators. We are held at gunpoint by these partisan hacks. And Facebook is giving them the gun. This is why I am suing the Facebook fact checkers. I'm suing them on behalf of you, your favorite creators and news sites, on behalf of our freedom of speech and thought. So who are these hack checkers? Well, I'm suing a site called Lead Stories. Lead Stories is run by a former CNN employee of 26 years who makes a living cannibalizing and slandering conservative content and creators. His website has published disputed fake news stories, including one that went after my content personally. And so I'm going after him personally. Here is an important question. Who funds Lead Stories? According to their own masthead, Lead Stories is funded by Facebook and Google, along with ByteDance. And what is ByteDance? It's a Beijing-based company that owns the TikTok spyware app. Our own Justice Department says the company is a national security threat and compromised by the Communist Party of China. Facebook, then, is paying for fact-checkers funded by an arm of the Communist Party of China to censor my content here in America. The Communist Party of China has more say over my content than the First Amendment. This is insanity. It's un-American. It's dangerous. And it needs to stop. This is why I am fighting. Our freedoms are at stake. Our movement is at stake. We know these battles are taking place all over the world. Do you wish to support me in my efforts against these hack checkers? Well, the easiest thing you can do right now is share this video. If you wish to donate in support, you can head to www.factcheckzuck.com. We will fight, and we will win.
I think that was a great little video for what it had to say.
She's spot on.
Spot on, absolutely yeah. Spot on.
And every bit of that information is as well, too.
So the hack checkers and, you know, the Zuck, who we like to say, you know, sucks. So Zuck sucks, just in case you were doing rhymes. I don't even know. I'm at a loss for words with all this crap. It's communist China directing our fact checkers on Facebook.
Well, and a lot of them too.
Wow.
A lot of those fact checkers, you've got all these different groups, all these different individuals, and a lot of them are either super left leaning individuals at the top of them, George Soros, or Chinese companies that are fact checking all of this information. This is basically. It's a complete takeover. And when we look at some of these things, too, so I was driving down the road today. The road's pretty much empty. And we were just discussing that before the show. Mm-hmm. And now, come to find out, California is now saying, new California COVID orders, residents can travel no more than 120 miles from their homes.
Well, yeah, this isn't a Chinese psyop, is it? Just a couple issues, and then we're going to get to our guest here.
Well, this shouldn't be surprising to anybody what's going on with Facebook and all those.
Not at this point.
And you should
be getting alternative media sources.
And quite a few out there, and sometimes they're hard to get on because they're overloaded now.
Well, I posted on Facebook a picture of Mark Zuckerberg, and then right under it I posted, sometimes that shark, he looks right in your eye, right into your eyes, and you know the thing about sharks. They got lifeless eyes, black eyes, like doll's eyes. That's Quint from Jaws. And, you know, when you scroll up and look at Zuckerberg.
I saw a meme the other day.
He looks like an alien or something. He's morphed. Have you seen, from earlier on, he's morphed into something weird.
Well, it seems like he's got, like, Botox and, like,
I don't know what's going on. It's like
somebody
stretched his face and it's pulling on his ears from behind, you know?
So I saw this meme that was just hilarious. So it had Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg on the right of the picture, and it had Jack Dorsey on the left, and it says marooned submarine captain builds robot butler.
Unbelievable. The other thing I want to mention, then we're going to get to our guest, is that I posted this thing on Vogue. What do we got? Okay.
I got 1 minute.
Okay, then we'll get to our guest. We'll introduce our guest. This will only take a second. I posted this thing. Did anybody see that Calamity Harris or I can't say the other one, made the Vogue?
Commie
Harris. And I posted it because it says, you know, here's, she's dressed in tennis shoes, and I posted it next to Melania and Ivanka. And it's like, so Calamity Harris, makes Vogue, and the other two have been shunned for the last 5 years. And I mean, quite frankly, what I said was, you know, the no bias here, the other two are shunned, and wow, if I had a dog that, you know, looked like Calamity, and I'd shave, and then, you know the rest. But let's go to a break, and then let's get to our guest. Go ahead and introduce our guest before the break, please.
We've got Patrick Jones in the studio with us. So on the other side of the break, we'll pick it up on the local news and what all's going on at the Board of Supervisors. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Well, I grew up in the USA. I was taught that speech was free. Birmingham to Burning Man, you can speak any truth you see. Lately things have changed, they say I can't speak truth no more. And I'm just sitting here wondering who they are working for. See, they're gonna kick me off of YouTube. Unless I say 9/11's just another day. And they delete my friends on Facebook. Unless I pretend that socialism's A-okay. And they are gonna shadow ban my Twitter. Unless I tweet the chemtrails of Perrier. Finally they'll ban everything I've got to say. As they kill free speech in the USA.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I've been drifting on the sea of heartbreak, trying to get myself ashore for so long, for so long. Listening to the stranger stories, wondering where it all went wrong for so long, for so long. We'll be right back.
Sovereign Radio. Boy, that's a one from the vault I found this morning. Anybody could name that tune, throw it into the chat room. I bet you can't. And I bet you can't say who it was that was playing it either, because I didn't even know. So let's introduce. We got our guest here.
Yes,
I
don't, the new board of supervisors.
All right, congratulations, Patrick Jones.
Yeah.
We've got somebody on the board that actually cares about the Constitution.
Well, thank you guys for having me. I really come down. I was just looking for some cheese whiz, but seeing none, I guess we can carry on.
We moved it.
Wow.
We moved the cheese whiz.
So I know
it's my first week. It's not quite over yet. It seems like a longer period of time than just a week.
So a little surreal, maybe?
No, it was mostly what I expected. And, you know, this board is a really weak board. And so they need leadership now more than ever. And it's pretty obvious they're letting staff run roughshod. We've got some serious internal problems that will have to be addressed.
Right.
And this is just week one, and so there'll probably be some sparks for quite a length of time trying to fix things if I can get the support. I have a little bit of support on the board, and we'll see if we can actually accomplish anything on behalf of the Shasta County residents.
Well, you know, the battle has begun, you know, so let it be done.
And I'll start first by saying, I ran on a platform of get this county back open. Accepting the term this is a new normal, I don't believe in that term. And we can and we will get back to where we were and maybe even a better place than that. But we have to make it happen. And so one of my first orders of business is the county had, on their own, just simply shut meetings down to the public. It was not state mandated or anything like that. There was no law. They just simply did it. Several board members.
Under the guise of the COVID thing is the whole.
Of course, they use that as an excuse. But, you know, really, if you're an elected official and you want to serve, part of your job is holding public meetings and letting the public voice their opinion. And they shut that down. And they've been doing a lot of that.
To that note, too, that's so important right now, especially in this time, to where you have all of the conservative voices which are being shut off of the public square, the public platform, and then the last place that you can possibly go is your city to be able to address your grievances, and you can't do that.
Right, and leaving a voicemail as opposed to showing up in person, that's a night and day difference, and that's not, public meeting laws say we have an agendized meeting at a particular location. In my case, it's 1450 Court Street, and we'll hold a public meeting. So I opened the board up. I got the key the day before, didn't really know how to use it, but got into the boardroom, and I opened it. So it wasn't stormed by people.
Yeah, that's the first headline. I don't want to ambush you, but we got this L.A. Times article, and talk about a propaganda hit piece.
Right. I mean, I opened the board room for the public to enter, which they did, and it wasn't stormed. And, they call them pro-Trump, but it had nothing to do with Trump. It was just simply people, residents of Shasta County, coming to a meeting that was finally open so they could get out of the cold and the rain and the wind for a change and come into their building. And so, unfortunately, this New York or this Los Angeles Times article is not done very well. But they just simply don't understand us, and I suspect they probably never will.
Let's talk about why they're all upset over this COVID thing. Are we going to have a super spreader event now that we've got people down there at the Board of Supervisors meeting? Is everybody going to die? I mean, that's what the real underlying thought process is here.
Well, and I'm not saying there isn't a disease that's out there, and if you're a person at risk that you shouldn't take it seriously, you should. You should stay at home more. You could wear a mask if you want one, wear gloves, do whatever you need to do. But for the rest of us, this thing's been out there for more than a year now, and we have to carry on and we have to keep working. And we, for some of us as elected officials, we have to hold board meetings, and that's what I did. And it doesn't put the public at risk. Again, you can still call in if you choose so. If you're at risk, do not show up. And for people that are healthy, they can show up. And they need to be able to show up. There's nothing worse than denying people a fundamental right to come to a public meeting. If you want to get people mad, and this thing that happened here in Shasta County, and the only resemblance of what happened in Washington was we have people that are mad and upset about what's going on. And that,
sure,
that is the only similarity that we have here. We're upset here at what's happening at the local level. We're upset that we're shutting businesses down. They shut the boardroom down. I managed to get that back open. Now my attentions will be turned to opening up businesses here in Shasta County.
I think I want to interject a little bit. I think the fundamental problem here is that most of us that have done the research, checked out the data, have realized that they've been using this COVID as a political weapon. The underlying data does not warrant the amount of shutdown or even the mask if you examine everything that's going on. This is the first time in history we've used lockdowns and masks in any kind of a pandemic or anything like this. And what has happened before when we had anything close to this is that the people get sick, some people die, the numbers aren't even close to, they're about the flu on an average basis, and how the public survives it and moves on is by exposure, and we keep working, and we keep boosting our immune systems, because what would happen if the whole world stopped working? You're going to die anyway.
Well, you know, and what happens in L.A. County, you know, is very different than what's happening here in Shasta County. And so when you put, you know, 10 million people in a single county, they have different types of problems than what we do. And we don't have to have the same rules that affect that county compared to our county. And, you know, the public here, we need to get these businesses back open. It does not make any sense when you have Home Depot and Lowe's and these other big box stores opening and operating and making a lot of money this year, this past year, and then shutting down the small businesses because you're not essential. I'd like to get rid of that term. It should not even have ever been used, but they're using this it's a very politically powerful tool that we cannot let happen again.
Well, I think that when we talk about essential, I think about half of the government that we are talking about is not essential, and we need to probably get rid of a bunch of that, because if everybody was feeling the same pain as the small business guy who isn't able to work and support his family, all of a sudden I think the attitude would start to change, because nobody's really dying out there in the numbers that they're talking about in the first place.
No, in fact, last week what we saw when we discussed last week, we were on Newsmax. They had a story aggregated from AP talking about how bodies were piling up in Los Angeles, making it sound really, really bad. And then you go through and you look towards the bottom of it. They say that they're like six times worse than what they normally are. And at the bottom, you actually go through and you see that, well, it used to be that cremations would take 1 to 2 days. Now they're taking 10 days. So you got no difference in the bodies. And right here, there's a study from the 8th. Big Pharma study shows COVID immunity is long-lasting. So you got this virus that is out there and it's propagating. Yeah, it's spreading, but you also have another new coronavirus variant found in Japan.
And here's the moral of the story. Do we trust the press to tell us the truth anymore? I mean, can anybody honestly say, I mean, the pundits that are saying that we got to shut down and do all this are either getting a paycheck, it's not really hurting them, and they believe everything they're spoon-fed from the prostitutes. And you have to think for yourself and do your own homework, because when you start piercing through the veil of half-truths and misinformation and falsehoods, what you come up with is that you're being lied to. And then when you come to that conclusion, then you have to think a little more critically about what is really going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with that, if you look on the website, even the CDC website about death numbers, we're actually, last year, are down compared. So explain to me, if COVID's so bad and all these people are dying from it, why are our numbers down, not up?
These left-wing nut job rocket scientists think everybody's stupid but them. But they are sucking on the spoon of pablum from the prostitutes. And that's really what's happening here, is they, whatever, you know, supports the narrative of more government control, you know, more this, you know, more welfare, more essential services, more reparations, take your pick on what it is in their left-wing agenda, whatever supports that, they will blindly follow instead of trying to expose the truth.
Absolutely. And with that, we do have to go to a break in 1 minute. What was your point on that?
Well, I was going to say that, you know, we're seeing that same type of thing here on the local level, using the COVID from our health department to constantly put businesses down and to continue this problem that's been happening all over the whole country. They are a part of the problem, and you know, and that's why we need a really strong board to disregard this information and the behavior that I see out of the health department. They're acting as if it is their job to try to protect every person in Shasta County, and you know, it's really amazing to see how much money is being spent in
the
department.
Well, that's where I was going, and has the department expanded or contracted with the money that has been coming for the COVID?
Right. It is expanded greatly. And when we get to the bottom of that, I think it's going to be very eye-opening when we get to the bottom of just how much money is being spent right here in Shasta County against really the people of this county.
And with that, we do have to go to a break. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Sovereign Minds.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a dish authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors, throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Yeah, that's a little REO there, Riding the Storm Out. I mean, it wasn't my favorite tune, but it sure had some good message there. Okay, so I wanted to address the chat room. We had somebody in there saying protecting the community is public, the public health, you know, is their job, Patrick. How do you address that? Because, I mean, what are they supposed to do there? Are they, if they're not supposed to take care of the public health?
Well, and to that note, I also want to bring up the Supreme Court, and I also want to bring up the other court hearings
well,
that have actually...
Let's do that, and then we can do the Supreme Court thing.
Well, it's on that note. So here's the thing on that. They've already decided multiple times that the police do not have an obligation to protect you.
Right.
You have your right to protect yourself. That's where your Second Amendment comes in. It's
well, and
nobody.
That feathers into you have the right. You need to take care of yourself a little bit. Should they be there to help the community? Are they there, you know, as a buffer in some ways? I don't know. What's your take?
Well, you know, I'd go so far to say this, that if truly Shasta County Health was there to help you, I would say it's been completely counterproductive as to how many people have lost their lives in the same time to suicide and not being able to get their businesses open and have a you know productive business that thrives the way that they would normally have it. And so here, their cure not so good. When you take a look at really what public health is doing right now, in fact, up on the last agenda, we spent $3 million, it was before my time on the board, to buy five homes that neither Shasta Lake or Anderson wanted for homeless COVID people. And it works out to about $260,000 per person. So what's happening here is we're taking that money from hardworking Americans, Californians, and giving it to a group of people that didn't earn it. And public health is doing a lot of that, and I say that's fundamentally wrong. We're misusing tax money. They are spending a ton of money. And I personally believe that the director is doing things without approval from the board. And, you know, on a board, there's five people, and so the will of the board gets carried out. And if I'm on a losing end of that, so be it. But when the board is misinformed deliberately, that's insubordination, and that's cause for termination with cause, and I think we may be at that point.
Here, you know what I'd like to do a study just for experimental purposes? Let's all the naysayers, all the people that want to shut down everything, you know, everybody go home, lockdowns, masks. I bet you if we did a survey of those people, I bet they're all in essential businesses that are getting paid still. I bet that they're on the government payroll, they're on the Social Security, they're retired. All of the people that are saying that, and I bet you almost 90% of them would probably be left-leaning as well, because it's not hurting them to do so. They're still getting their paychecks. They still got their health insurance. They're still supporting their kids, where the rest of us, they're non-essential.
You know, and there's one thing about public health, and then there's another thing to go way beyond that. And we see that in government all the time. And you give them a little bit of power, and they take it to an extreme. And unfortunately, the board isn't reeling that back in. We're all concerned with public health.
Sure.
No one here, I think, would argue that. But to the extent where you're shutting businesses down, telling them they can't open, it's just simply wrong because the numbers don't show it. The way you're supposed to handle a pandemic, if this is one, is when you have an outbreak, that person or individuals can be quarantined for 10 to 14 days and reopened.
Right.
Not a blanket shutdown, which is what they've done. It's counterproductive to how you handle any kind of disease.
It's actually causing more harm than
God.
Yeah.
You know, and
my
fear is
God.
If we don't fix it now, if we don't get rid of this silliness and this destructive pattern from the health department, they'll do it again because this is certainly not the only disease that will be out there.
Okay, we've got a couple callers. First, we will go to Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Hey, what you got for us?
Well, a couple of questions. One is it gonna help by sitting and talking, or when do we get the chance to push? We have all these people that have been put out of work, sequestered in their homes, however you want to put it, that want to react to what is happening locally and nationally. And they're sitting there basically with a bit in their mouth, with no ability to do anything but yell at the television screen, so to speak, calling your congressman, it goes to a recording, calling your anybody, state representative, whatever, it goes to a recording, or it just beeps that it's busy. And there, people are frustrated, and I feel for them. And we're all looking for some kind of sense of direction, and we can't find it. So what can be offered to us to help calm that situation down right now? I mean, I've got a business that's going under. I can't afford to keep the lights on hardly. I've broken into my savings, which is supposed to take care of me the rest of my life. You know, how long do I beat a dead horse? Where's the help?
Well, that's a good question, Mark, and I appreciate you calling in. You're one of thousands here in Shasta County that have a very similar problem and concern. All that you've worked for has been on the line, and the county is not helping you. But I can tell you help is coming. There is a group of people within the county now, thousands and thousands strong, and we will start taking action very soon. We will do it all the correct manner and the correct way. But there is a group and groups that have come together to form very large groups that are unhappy with what they're seeing, and they're going to take action in the appropriate manner, I believe. And so I'm looking forward to this. You're going to see more about this here in Shasta County over the next few months, probably more in April. You'll start hearing about it. So if you can hold on, if you can keep that business going, I think you're going to see some good things come out of Shasta County, and you can also help us in that endeavor later this year.
I also think not complying with the existing orders is the way to go, too. I think that you have to run your business regardless of what they say to, that you can't do. I mean, and try to keep it afloat. I mean, you can't follow the mandates that they're issuing because they just don't work and they're not helpful, and there's no legal requirement to actually follow them.
And I think if you stay plugged in or get plugged in locally, there's people that are going to support you and help protect you.
Well, there's also
and do everything that they can to keep your business open. But we have to know who you are, what your business is, and get plugged in with.
Yeah, share it with us. I'll tell you this.
I do commercial refrigeration and heating and air, and every one of my restaurants is locked up.
Well, what I would do is, have you heard about the statement that the militia put out last Board of Supervisors meeting, how they'll come and help protect different businesses that are being threatened by the government? Have you heard that or seen that?
No, but I am going to join the militia. And that's the other thing. You were talking about our Second Amendment rights earlier, too. That's what prompted my call more than anything. Mm-hmm. And we can't – I'm having trouble just buying ammunition. I stood in line to buy ammunition for a gun, and we were declined when we got there. I'd have my new California ID, but we were declined when we got there because we didn't bring a birth certificate and or a passport to accommodate to go along with my license. Now, how are we supposed to exercise our Second Amendment right? I mean, you know, it was written long before Gavin Newsom came into order. Mm-hmm. And how am I supposed to exercise that when I need three forms of ID just to buy ammunition that's being tracked by the federal government and the state government?
Maybe Patrick can address that. He actually owns a gun shop.
I'm a firearm dealer, so I have a little knowledge in that area.
There we go. So why am I being – I mean, I'm a tax-paying, business-owning person, and I feel like I'm being treated – like a five-year-old that's had a temper tantrum stuck in the corner.
You're being treated like a criminal, and that's what California does. And every one out of four people in California is not able to buy ammunition today that has a good background. Now, we are suing the state of California on that, but you know how those things go. The bottom line is you have to have a firearm in the system, current with your current address, a long gun in the last 5 years, handgun, say, in the last 20 years, without an address change. If you have federal limits applied driver's license, then you're going to have a birth certificate or a valid passport with that as well. Now, they've done this on purpose. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, several hundred thousands of people have been denied to buy ammunition. And I can tell you things on the ammunition front here in the next year are going to get incredibly bad. If you think they're bad right now, it's going to get worse. And I I fear that, because what good is a firearm? What good is the Second Amendment if you truly have no ammo? And ammo right now is really scarce. The demand is through the roof. Some of the manufacturers are shut down deliberately, on purpose, and we're in trouble. We're in trouble nationally. We're in trouble here in California, and your firearm rights have been under attack for a long time, and now it's coming to a head. We have allowed this to happen by how we vote.
I guess they're going to cut us off. So.
And I wanted to get out there. If you're wanting to join the militia, you can get a hold of Woody at the barber shop in Cottonwood. And that number is 347-2224. And with that, we will go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herring. Thousands of people age 80 and up are starting to receive invitations to get a coronavirus vaccine shot in England. Britain is ramping up its national vaccination program to meet its goal of inoculating about 15 million people by mid-February. More than 600,000 invitations have gone out asking the elderly to sign up for jabs at new mass vaccination centers near them. The government has given a first vaccination dose to about 1.2 million people so far. More and more airlines are saying no to emotional support animals.
United Airlines is the latest. United has announced that starting with flights in February, it will no longer accept emotional support animals. It will let trained service dogs fly for free in the cabin, but owners of other animals will have to pay a pet fee to put them in the cargo hold or a carrier that fits under a seat. Alaska, American, and Delta have announced similar changes. The airline moves come after the Transportation Department allowed them to crack down on the growing number of emotional support animals on planes. John Scott reporting.
Have you noticed what's been happening to the value of Bitcoin lately? Well, it's going up.
Bitcoin crossed the $40,000 threshold barely a month after surpassing $20,000. There's been no major change in how Bitcoin can be used that might explain the demand, but it has benefited from its attractiveness as a safe haven investment like gold or other precious metals. Still, experts warn us to be skeptical of Bitcoin's recent rise and to be braced for a lot of volatility. Rich Thomason reporting.
Authorities have determined the location of the crash site and black boxes of that Boeing 737 a day after the aircraft crashed into the Java Sea. With 62 people on board just after takeoff from Jakarta, they say the water is 75 feet deep. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Neville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalsconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animals number 1335. Rack animals number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Hyundai is adding nearly 500,000 SUVs in the U.S. to a September recall for an electrical short in a computer that could spark fires.
The company's warning owners to park the SUVs outdoors until they're repaired. The latest recall covers certain model year 2016 through 2018 and additional 2020 through 21 Hyundai Tucson SUVs. The vehicles have anti-lock brake system computers that can malfunction and cause an electrical short and possible fire. Owners will be notified in late February to take their SUVs to a dealer, which will replace a fuse on the computer. Rhonda Rockstar reporting.
Syria's petroleum ministry is today blaming U.S. sanctions for forcing it to cut by up to a quarter its distribution of fuel and diesel because of delays in arrival of needed supplies. The war-ravaged nation is already facing a severe economic crisis. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers got their first NFL playoff victory since way back in Super Bowl 37 yesterday.
Tom Brady threw for 381 yards and leading the Buccaneers to their first playoff victory since winning the Super Bowl in 2003, 31-23 at Washington. Brady misfired on six of his first nine pass attempts before finishing 22 of 40 with two touchdowns. He became the oldest quarterback to throw a playoff TD when he hit Antonio Brown from 36 yards out. Brady engineered a 69-yard scoring drive capped by a three-yard run by Leonard Fournette, sealing the win. Washington's Taylor Heinicke ran for 46 yards and a touchdown and threw for 306 yards and a score. I'm Dave Ferry.
Today is Sunday, January the 10th. It is the 10th day of the new year. On this date in history, 1776, Thomas Paine anonymously published his influential pamphlet, Common Sense, urging American independence. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Conversation about the media in general, the prostitutes, and our local pundit hacks, which I have to give a shout out to our independent online journalist Donnie Chamberlain, who I don't know how you could qualify yourself as being an independent online journalist. Maybe online, that's about it, because it's all crap at this news cafe. You know, comes across like a journalist. She's a freaking hack.
Real quick, this is breaking now from Lynn Wood, and it says, it's to Ted Wheeler, and says, "Dear Mr. Wheeler, I've seen your response to the riots in your city, and I am urging you to stick to the proven Democratic playbook. I would like to review this with you now. 1. Deny there is a problem. Press will support this. 2. Refer to everything as peaceful and calm. Press will help here also. 3. When all hell breaks loose, go on camera and show your support for anybody breaking the law. Press will praise you for this, and you'll be a new hero, trust me. 4. When you can no longer keep any order, blame Trump. I cannot overemphasize four. This has worked every time we have used up until now. The press has told me they will support the fact-check claim we make. This is political gold. 5. Go on television and condemn Trump and refuse any assistance. We cannot give Trump any victory before the election. Best wishes, Nancy Pelosi." Now, again, I don't know if anything's true from Glenn Wood at this point, but by the same token, if she actually wrote that, man, and it looks like it's on official letterhead, good grief.
Well, it might be. But, you know, what I take out of that is that, you know, Wheeler up there was saying, "I'm one of you." They're storming his house. I don't know if you've seen those clips. He's out in front. He's at the riots, and he's trying to say, "I'm one of you." Well, they're going to get ready to beat him up, you know. And that's what happened in Nazi Germany. You know, when the Nazis started taking over, you know, the guys are out there going, "Hey, I'm on your side."
Well, and here's the thing: you don't cut the tongue out of somebody because you think that they're lying. You cut the tongue out of somebody because you fear what they have to say.
Go ahead, sis.
Okay, we got a caller on the line. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, everybody. How
good
are
morning.
You today?
The fun never stops.
We're good.
Oh,
what
yeah.
you got?
Thank you, Patrick. I'm glad you and Les Baugh opened up the supervisors. But one thing that bothers me is you can't do any business with the county.
Yeah, it's another problem they're hiding, and it's causing a lot of disruption.
And a lot of them they already have windows and things that you sort of push things underneath. So, I mean, it's not like, and a lot of them, only a few people come in at a time anyway. It's not like there's a big rush of people.
No, I agree. They're getting paid fairly good salaries while the rest of us are suffering, and you can't approach them. The counties, basically, they're all hiding behind locked doors.
Yeah.
You know, and I see that when I go there. And again, this is I haven't quite finished my first week yet, but I'm getting a feel for things. And we just have to stop the craziness. And, you know, it's again, if people are at risk, if there's county employees that are at risk, maybe they shouldn't be a county employee. We need to get back to work, and that means county employees too.
Right.
We can,
well, they're at work, but they're not reachable.
Well, they're not doing the work of the people.
You can't go in and pay your taxes. You can't go in and, you know, all those things. I mean, you have to put your taxes in a box.
Right. No, I agree.
You know. Also, I think that maybe the county should ask for a forensic audit of the statistics on the virus. Because there's evidence that it's possible that a lot of what they're saying is the virus is really something else, you know. Because I mean, within the coronavirus family, there's a lot of things, and they go back and forth between calling it tested for coronavirus and COVID-19. So if they're testing for COVID, if they're testing for the coronavirus, then they're going to get everything from the common cold on up.
Well, there needs to be a lot of forensic audits in a lot of different areas within the
Absolutely.
County.
Absolutely. But right now, because this is hurting people. This is putting businesses out of business, people out of work, kids don't get to go to school. I mean, it's the craziest thing. And I mean, I lived through the Asian flu, and it was terrible. I mean, in my class in first grade, there was only about 32 kids, and for about 3 or 4 months, we only had about 10 to 12 kids every day because people were so sick.
Sure.
Well,
and life kept going.
Well, you know, my first week, I was able to get the board chambers open in
right.
my first week, so that's not too bad. Now, now my attention will be turned, if I have the support, and that's really what it's going to come down to, is if I have other board members that are willing to create a better plan so that our businesses can stay open. And, you know, they received, I think, $22 million of COVID money, but this is how little they care about our businesses, because they kept the lion's share and only gave them $4 million. And
well,
so,
and
go ahead.
The other thing about it is that, I mean, like, for example, I talked to somebody, and she said her husband was in the hospital with COVID pneumonia. And I said, what? And she's not under house, you know, quarantine or anything. I mean, they're just using that because they get more money. Mm-hmm. And that shouldn't be.
Well, I mean, when was the last time you had to get tested to find out if you were sick? I mean, think about that for a second. Talk about logically, you know, circular reasoning.
Well, and also all these studies that are coming out that showing that if you're asymptomatic, you're not actually having the immune response that's making it to where you're contagious. And then also,
right.
I mean, all of these things across the board, it really does settle down to the fact that this is a power grab by somebody. And now mainstream news is finally reporting on the doctor that comes out and says that, yeah, the virus appears to be lab created.
Well,
they're finally saying that.
Well, and then too, after everybody's had the vaccine, they're going to be testing positive too.
Yes.
So it's crazy. Well, keep up the good
work. Well, it's all about.
All right, thanks, Kay, for calling
in.
We appreciate it.
It's all about fear. It's all about keeping everybody fearful so that they are compliant. And when you're compliant, you just do what you're told, and you don't question things, and you don't think for yourself. But I want to go back to the money. I want to go back to what you just said. I think was pretty big about, gee, they got $20 million and three.
And they used $4 million.
$4 million. Where did the rest go?
Public health.
Isn't that the same thing?
I just wonder how much the businesses, they would allow the businesses to open up and everything if their paycheck got cut.
Well,
I'm just saying.
You know, and you know, I think it was around $22 million and $4 million, but they didn't just give $4 million to the businesses. They gave it to the Chamber of Commerce, which they siphoned. They siphoned off a couple $100,000 for themselves, so they profited out of that. And then they decided who got that money from there. So it just it went from bad to extra bad to worse. Everything about it stunk. But what it really showed was that they didn't care about the businesses that were really hurting.
It's the good old boy club.
They took the lion's share of the money for themselves and expanded government. So here government now is expanding in a time where it really should not be.
Right.
And the businesses are shrinking, and they should not be. And everything that they're doing right now, I believe to be backwards. Now, again, for the public and for the last caller, Kay, you know, I'm going to do what I can. I am getting a lot of good support, so I appreciate the support. And this year will be an important year as to what happens in Shasta County, and I think it'll probably mirror what's happening in the country.
Yeah. Going to the audits, what would it take to do an audit of the books?
Well, I've wanted to do one from the day I got there, which was, again, less than 1 week ago. but it would take three, and right now I don't know if we have that. And I would like to do two independent forensic audits at a time where you really can compare those to see what's happening. There is a lot of money in this government, and I'm concerned that it's not all well spent. For example, back in February, they asked for the sales tax increase, but yet I'm seeing general fund monies being spent in the millions right now.
On what?
Buildings, for one. They spent $4 million, the county did, out of general fund for a building on Lockheed over by Airport Road. That was a $4 million purchase. And on Tuesday's meeting, they're going to want to buy another building for $1.2 million downtown Reading out of the general fund. They also gave raises to the sheriff's department
for
the health department.
Oh, really?
Oh, so they're going to be employed more while all the businesses are going out. And with that, we got to go to a break, and we'll pick this up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me every time.
You know, Crisscross makes me feel happy.
I'm Hank pretty quick. I'm going to kick somebody's ass.
Yeah, you better get Country Boy Can't Survive up somewhere, Travis, because I'm going to say it, you're the music guy.
He was really getting into the last song.
Oh, I get into all these songs. I forget there's a show going on. I'm just,
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I think before we go to recall, let's talk about, because we're kind of still on the subject of Jake Mangus and the
money
and the contract, and then one of the constituents went off on Jake and Mike there at the last board meeting, and basically said, hey, what's going on? What is this all about? I mean, why is the Chamber of Commerce profiting off of the CARES money while we stack it up in the health department and none of it goes to the businesses, or a very small portion goes to the business, while Jake has a contract and the Chamber of Commerce, the $4 million or whatever, for the, and they make a couple hundred grand off of it? How does that work?
Well, they should have, Jake Mangus should have come to the board and really, on behalf of the businesses here in Reading, because that's who he does represent, he should have demanded that all that money went to the businesses. And the board should have backed him up on that. But unfortunately, a small amount that they could siphon off would be better than nothing, right?
Right.
And while no one else in town received $200,000 of COVID money, but they did.
Well, I happened to be sitting in a restaurant one day when Jake Mangus came in and was talking to the restaurant and walking him through the application and telling him what to do. And I'm just wondering, how do you get to that service? How do you get the Chamber of Commerce at your particular restaurant to walk you through how to get the money, but nobody else gets the money and the rest goes to the health? So I'm a little suspicious, and I was sitting there, and I didn't tell anybody who I was. I was just listening to the conversation.
You know, I suspect the biggest problem with the Chamber, and it's very much the same problem with the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, is your board. The organization is only as good as the board that works, and I think if you take a look at the Chamber board, I think a lot of questions can be answered right there. And these guys really need to be looking out for the businesses, but instead it looks like they're looking out for the people that are within the core group of the Chamber businesses,
right?
Not the greater part. And the Chamber's almost now becoming quasi-semi-government, just like K2 and McConnell and all these others, siphoning off public funds for their own benefit and growing, and particularly shameful right now in a time where many businesses are shut down. And they had the opportunity. They could have stand tall, could have stood tall, and demanded that money go to all the businesses, but they didn't. They took their cut and ran.
Kind of like everybody's sort of being bribed. I mean, maybe I'm missing something here, but doesn't it sound a lot like graft and bribery and corruption here? I mean, am I wrong?
You know, and also, when I joined the board, that I would not take the CalPERS retirement. And so when I went down there, they said, well, you can't do that. And I said, well, I did that. I am that. It's done. I'm not going to take it. I won't take it. And they said, well, nobody's done that. And I said, well, I don't care. I'm not taking it.
That's a sad commentary. You know, so, nobody down here has any integrity. What the hell's up with you? And
why are you going to be different?
So it was really discouraging. I had to fight to not take a benefit that the taxpayers are on the hook for. And, you know, they talk, and, you know, and all this money being spent, but yet you're spending the on the employer, which is the taxpayer, you know, just for the county, for the pensions, it's around $25 million coming out of the general fund every year for the next 25 to 30 years, if everything goes as planned.
Wow.
And that's just shameful. And they're allowing it. All these counties up and down California are allowing it. We're doing the same thing. And I'm here to tell you that we're going to have to fix that. And if the board slowly starts to change its members, we really have to address that area.
You're going to have to downsize. I mean, I don't see any way around it. So here's the fundamental difference between a government agency and a small business, which I happen to be an owner of. If I hire a bunch of people that don't produce anything, just to hire them, just to give out benefits because I'm getting free money, you know, because I don't get free money, I can't do that. And if I did just start hiring people, guess what happened? I'd go under immediately because you got a bunch of people standing around doing nothing.
I had a former supervisor that had served decades ago call me recently and said, hey, you know, the sheriff's department needs a raise, and you're kind of known for not giving raises. And I said, well, not when you're broke, I can't give a raise. But I said, you know, back in your time, you didn't have the unfunded pension problem. Right. You didn't have that problem. So you could, in fact, give a fair and reasonable wage when it was necessary. I said, do you realize what we're facing today? Literally $434 million debt in CalPERS. How could I possibly give raises when you're looking at that kind of debt that the taxpayers have to cover? And he was just simply quiet on that front. But we can't be quiet anymore.
Right.
This is a debt that now you have to pay, and it's wrong. And
well, what happens is we get enslaved forever, and so do our grandchildren and our grandchildren's grandchildren under this current system of debt slavery. I mean, think about that for a second. Okay, where are they going to get bailed out? Because that's what we're talking about, is Nancy Pelosi saying, hey, we got to bail all these guys out. Well, where's Nancy getting the money? Well, they're printing the money. I guess the thought process here is that we'll just keep going on this circus ride because it's never going to end.
Well, and really what it seems like is it points right back to the Great Reset. They're doing all of this because at this point they're turning around and just printing off money. You have nowhere to go but to reset everything and basically say all debts are canceled globally. Because if we go under as a country, all these other countries are going to go under.
They're talking about
it. I want to go back to the Chamber of Commerce for a minute. So let me get this straight. The board gives them money, and the chamber is supposed to have business people as members. How many businesses can afford to be in the chamber that they're passing the money along to?
Well, you know, I've been a member of the chamber years ago, but, you know, all of us, for most small businesses, we have our jobs to do and our work to do, and we don't really have a lot of time for the chamber. It's
right.
Not that we disapprove of what they do if, in fact, they do help small businesses, but most of us are, you know, working hard, get up early, and you know, I work 6 days a week and have for my whole entire life, and I don't have a retirement because most of us in the small business world, you know, we work until we die. That's kind of how we do it. And, you know, it's, you know, and especially if you like your work, it's not that bad. And
I hear they have a new retirement program down on Pitcairn Island. You just show up and start picking bananas, and that's how you, you know.
But I truly believe that the opportunity now, I see a storm coming here locally. Of people that are mad and upset. Now, they're not angry mob. They're not a mob. But they are upset of what government is doing. And I think if they knew actually more facts about what this government is doing, they'd be more
yeah,
upset.
Exactly.
And so we have to have a government that really works for you. This is your money. This money is supposed to come back to the hardworking people. And I think most of us, we're not feeling that very well. We're not feeling that government is working for us. We're feeling that it's working for their own organization. And I get a sense of it here really strong. And again, I haven't quite finished the first week of my job yet. but I'm getting there.
Well, you know, I mean, the whole purpose of this experiment in self-governance is that we, the people, are the masters of the government, and the government is supposed to serve and work for us in a limited capacity in only the capacities that serve us. And we are so far past that at this point that, and why? Because it's our fault. We stopped participating. The people that were, that should have been involved in the government hate to get involved in the government. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the real deal. The evil people gravitate towards it because they started enriching themselves and everything is to get more power. But what is happening is exactly what you're doing, Patrick, and what we all need to do is we all need to start participating in our own government and keep these guys to
hell. Yes, because
hell
we are
account.
The ones that have the power.
Yep. You know, and to win this seat, you know, I started well over a year ago to get to this point. And that's the kind of commitment and time it takes to win just a simple local election. But to me, it's worth it. It was worth all that. You know, I look forward to making government work on behalf of the people. And we're going to have some fights coming up, but they need to happen. And I'm ready and willing to get to work now. And come Tuesday, I'll actually have completed my first week, so I have two more days. And we've got still a lot of work ahead of us.
So on Tuesday, the meeting's going to be, as usual, at 9 a.m., and the chamber's going to be opened? And
yeah, so we did. We got rid of the old resolution that said I could not be in the boardroom. Isn't that great? An elected board member cannot be in the boardroom. So,
Well, neither can anybody else because there's no seats.
Yeah, and well, we're working on the seats. I haven't got the seats back yet, but I'm promising you sooner or later we're going to get some seats back in the boardroom. But it will open at 1450 Court Street next Tuesday, 9 o'clock. We'll have a regular board meeting, and I encourage everybody to come out. The folks now can at least come out, you know, from being outside in the rain and come into the foyer there. So we got that accomplished as well. So kind of ridiculous to be talking about these little things like this that should not have occurred in the first place, but it is kind of where we're at.
Right. Yeah. And with that, I guess we need to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll continue this conversation. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Liberals are crazy, unleashing their anger, and bleeding you bloody if they don't get their way. They became livid when Hillary lost it. Now they're all melting down in dismay. They're deranged, calling us horrible names. They're deranged, crying and screaming with rage. They're deranged, they're deranged, they're deranged. They cover their faces and call us all racist.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us. for a better us.
Country music singers have always been a real close family. But lately, some of my kinfolk have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition.
Well, I'm kind of glad you didn't. I'm kind of glad you didn't play Whiskey Bent and Hell Bound.
This is one of my favorite country songs.
I like it too.
Just for you, sir.
I've danced to that in a honky tonk a few times here and there, and half lit to be, or maybe fully lit. I'm not sure.
All the above.
So I want to go back and I want to talk about working for the people. And what does that include? Does that include bailouts? Does that include handouts? Does that include? I mean, that's a lot of these guys think that working. The government working for you is taking care of you. I mean, that's a fundamental difference in the thinking of the right and left. The left thinks government's there to take care of them, and the right thinks government is there for just the necessary functions to keep things operating, not handouts and I mean, you know, free college and well, I mean, the whole idea of self-governance was to be self-reliant, in my opinion.
Well, you know, and I believe in government. It's kind of why I ran the first time, you know, 18, 19 years ago. And government does play some fundamental roles, you know, on the local level. You know, it's streets and roads and infrastructure and you know, sheriff deputies and things like that. But then they go too far. There's a line, and that's where your board and your elected officials need to draw that line. And, you know, here in Shasta County, if you're COVID positive, we'll give you $65 a day and put you up in a hotel. Well, that's where we've gone too far. When we're spending taxpayers' money, if you're a homeless COVID person, we're going to spend money on you every single day.
Wow.
And it's worse than that. And
what about the unemployment benefit? And talk about unemployment.
Oh, don't even get me started on that.
California just paid all the payments into the prisons and all the criminals and all that stuff.
Yeah, even out of state. I got an article out of state. Even.
And you know where I was going with that is that. They're paying people more money to stay home than they are to work. And what I mean, at the end of the day, do those people that are getting all these unemployment benefits think that their jobs are still going to be there when the unemployment runs out?
I'd like to cancel my one-year subscription to socialism, please.
You don't have that option.
I guess a good question to ask yourself today here in Shasta County, are you better today than you were 20 or 30 years ago? And the answer is no. We were a better county, and our cities were better years ago. The directions that we have been taking and our actions are in the wrong direction. And they're easy to understand, and I think it's basic common sense, but what we're doing is going in a wrong direction.
I think when you say better, we need to define that. It was better for everybody as a whole. Right now, it's better for anybody working for the government, anybody getting a retirement plan, anybody who's on the dole.
Yep.
But not the rest of us who actually work for a living.
We have to work our
Well, and
off.
What does that sound like? It sounds like communist Russia. And what are we seeing taking place right now? We're taking book burning to a whole new digital level on a national basis.
What are you talking about, Congress?
Well, it's funny when we... Do you have your papers, Fraulein? We used to joke like that. It's not a joke anymore. We're seeing this taking place right now.
Yeah. Do you have your social media?
What I'm seeing at the county level is that we're spending a huge amount of money every year, a half a billion dollars to be exact, every year, and the working class is not better for it. The people that are actually working to create that tax dollars. But if you're homeless or if you're at risk or if you're at this or you're at that, there's every kind of program that you can imagine that's highly inefficient. And we're seeing that out of this health department and a huge amount of money. And we're going to have to work on that. We've got a lot of work on that. And You know, they don't want to build a jail. They don't want to lock up people that actually create criminal acts. They'd rather try to treat them. And I ask, how well is that working, right?
Well, you know, here's the thing. It's a fundamental difference on charity. See, the left is going to come back and say, you need to tell, you don't care about people. You don't have a charitable bone in your body. But let me tell you, there's a difference between forced charity and charity that's freely given. The charity should be run by private institutions where they get donations from people who want to give. If you are being coerced or forced to give to the government to give to charity, that's not charity anymore. That's extortion.
Furthermore, on that note, when you actually break it down, what you see is that the government is going in and shutting down. And I disdain when people say small business, because really what that means is a business that's a local business that's $10 million or less. They play these word games and they get us to go along with these things when you're basically putting these mom and pops out of business and you're turning around and wasting the money. The government does not create anything. There's so, nothing
with,
that they
so,
create.
With that, we do got a caller. Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt, but we got several.
So Lowe's is a small business? Go ahead.
Well, with that, we got Lowe's on the line, but spelled a different way, L-O-S, morning, not Lowe's.
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 Am I on?
You're on. Go for it.
All right, right on. You guys are making fun of my name. L-O-S.
Sorry.
Can you get closer to the phone?
No worries. No worries. I just wanted to tell Patrick Jones thank you for what he's doing. We appreciate it very much here in the community. And I just wanted to, you guys were talking about that there's no seat at the chambers.
Yeah.
And I wanted to volunteer myself. As long as they get me the seats and the nuts and bolts, I'll put them on for you guys for free.
Wow, nice.
Thank you. You rock.
Thank you.
Yep. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to find out where they need. I've already determined it takes only two bolts. It looks like it has a self-starting nut, so I've kind of already looked at it.
They probably threw them away.
And We're gonna get a hold of a maintenance man, and we're going to fix that problem.
Yep. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right, Luke. Thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it.
So is it a right-handed nut or a left-handed nut?
I mean, how crazy to take the seats out of the boardroom.
It's childish.
You know, I mean, it's
childish. It's like a kid throwing a tantrum.
And I have to ask to put them back. I did, and they said, well, you have to get three people to prove that. I mean, it's just games that, you know, I can't even put anything on the agenda unless the chair approves it or the CEO. It is not how these things should be working, and we've got a lot of fixing to do. And
so you don't have to have a vote to remove them, just to put them back.
Well, you know, when they shut the tank, I think this board has done up until now kind of whatever they wanted. For example, when they went to virtual meetings, they didn't pass a resolution or ordinance or anything like that. They just did it.
Yeah.
Right. So they just did what they wanted, and then they were mad at me when I did what I wanted to do, which I just opened it up. And if they can do whatever they want, then I can do whatever I want. Mm-hmm. And
freedom.
You know, but I'm in the right. The meetings are supposed to be there and open to the public. They're in the wrong. Ordinance or not, resolution or not, I'm not going to listen to that stuff. We have a job to do, and part of that is listening to the public. If you don't want to listen to the public, then you shouldn't be there,
mm-hmm.
you know, because the public is going to come and they're going to thank you just like the last gentleman did, and I appreciate that. But they also have the right to come and yell at you when you do something wrong. And those are legitimate concerns. And, yes, some people are going to be loud and a little bit obnoxious, but they have that right. It's their building.
I'm going to one of the chat rooms guys got a question here, Jimmy. Mark, what does Patrick think about building a multi-story courthouse with all the modern convenience and not building a jail?
So I was
was that a trigger question?
Where do we begin on that courthouse? So I believe actually in building both. I want a new jail. I want a new jail more than a new courthouse by far. The county was supposed to make land available for the new courthouse. It's this $165 million new construction building going right across the street from the admin building. They did not do that. The city of Reading, including myself, had to step in and intervene. Otherwise, the courthouse would not even have stayed in downtown Reading. The county has been inept for a while now. Now, I had expected that the courthouse would be twice as big, twice as many court rooms, so we could handle more people. Then I find out after the fact it has the same number of rooms as the old one does. And so I ask, what the heck are we doing spending $165 million and we can't run any more people through? And they said, well, it's more secure. And I asked, well, what security problems did we have at the other one? Because I don't see any. And that's government for you. That's the kind of waste that we basically just blew $165 million and didn't accomplish a whole lot.
You know, I want to see a courthouse that looks like something off a Mayberry RFD, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm so sick of this overspending, overblown. You know, it needs to be gutted.
What I can tell you is when we build a jail, and we will build a jail, I'm going to design the damn thing. And I'm not going to let a bureaucrat design it so that it costs me $20 billion. I can build the thing and design the thing, and we can do it efficiently. And it isn't going to be fun. It's going to be a functional jail that put people behind bars when they break laws in Shasta County. And we can do it, and we can do it at a reasonable price. But you can't do it when you get the unions and all that stuff involved. It gets destroyed.
Amen.
Now, I see we only have, I know you're going to go on a little bit more, but I do have to get going here. And so I know you only have about a minute to a break, but I appreciate you here, you know, every week that you guys are on and telling the folks about a variety of issues that affect us, not only national issues, but local issues. I appreciate the opportunity to come on here because you've seen some of the articles where we're never going to get an article here locally out of the normal means, you know, mainstream media that's ever going
to
be.
Just before you go, you know, I mean, and you're not going to have time to address these, but, you know, we got Rich, $700,000 bike lane. We've got the Garden of Lights. How much did we put into that one, you know?
Yeah, lots of problems. But I can tell folks, just hang on. And the community's not standing idly by. I think we're going to see some improvement. It's going to take a few months, but later this year, I think you're going to see improvement here locally, and I think we're going to be much better for it. So I appreciate you guys for having me on, and I will talk to you as soon as
All
I
right.
can.
Thanks for coming in, right. and just to Thanks, let the lady. Listeners know, we will have Patrick back in the future and keep us updated to what's going on. And whenever we need to do it.
And when I said gutted, I was figuratively speaking, just in case anybody out there, triggered and had to go into a safe space. Go ahead.
Okay, and with that, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
No more lockdown, no more government overreach, no more fascist police disturbing our peace. No more taking of our freedom and our God-given rights. Pretending it's for our safety when it's really to enslave.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media and Community Radio for the North State, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And you can call in at 530-605-4567.
And we do have a caller on the line. We've got, I believe it's your guest, Jason, right?
It
from
is.
Wimkin?
He is the creator and founder of Wimkin, and he can shed a little bit of light on some of the things that we've seen take place with Parler and otherwise. And unfortunately, we gave him a warning about this a little while ago, but fortunately, he heeded it and had a little bit of chance to prepare. Jason, what is going on?
David, thank you so much again. Guys, what's going on? It's good to be back.
Hey. Dude, I feel like the Nostradamus of the apocalypse.
I honestly, you said shed a little bit of light. I don't know how much light I can shed. I'm not going to lie, like, because there is so much stuff that has happened. I think, David, you and I talked on Friday, like, There is so much light that has happened, and there's not much I can shed on it, if you know what I mean. Like,
Oh, come on, we need a beacon in the darkness.
There's a tea lamp in the distance.
I might be your only beacon soon. And I mean this. Like,
wow, yeah, that's comforting.
I can't even tell you guys, like, it's something that I want to tell you guys, a major secret. I want to tell you, I really do. Oh, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Well, do it.
I moved
do what
everything
you can.
Offshore.
Okay.
No, I'm going to do it now. I can do it now because it's public knowledge. If you actually, anybody who knows IT, all of our servers, our name servers, everything, they are gone and they are offshore because we don't trust anything in the United States anymore.
Wow.
Everything is moved.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything is moved.
And tell our listeners what happened Friday.
Oh, God, GoDaddy, just out of the blue. I'm literally, I've seen my parents because my parents, I think I've told you guys, last time I didn't have Thanksgiving, one of the times I was on the show with you, but they were somewhat afraid, and rightfully so, I guess, because my dad has health problems, but I was not able to go for Thanksgiving. I've not seen them for 3 or 4 months, and so when I actually get to their house, 1 hour into actually having Russian Christmas, because my mom is not Russian immigrant or anything, but she's, you know, generations, and they celebrated this for a long time. It's Orthodox, but... 1 hour into that, after seeing them for 4 months, I get an email from GoDaddy saying, we're canceling your domain. Done. Canceling your domain, meaning you have 24 hours to either move this or your site is gone because you don't have a domain anymore to actually connect to. So we had to do DNS stuff. We had to propagate, obviously. I mean, we didn't propagate as they do, but and I just said, this is enough. At this point in time, we're leaving. We're leaving the United States. We're going to do – I guarantee you at some point in time, you're going to see our name in a lawsuit, the United States versus, again, Jason Shepard or Wimkin or whatever the hell it's going to be. But it's going to be that thing. You can't move these things offshore if you have users in the United States. I guarantee it. And I'm not going to be a foreign company. I'm not going to be anything like that. I'm going to stay where I am. I'm going to live here. I'm going to continue what I do. But our servers... and our domain name is somewhere else now that they cannot hurt us.
Well, and that's the crazy thing. You are in an American country, and you've got to leave.
It's not America anymore.
No.
This is not America.
It's America with a K.
Yeah, something. It's something. Yeah.
So we were talking a little bit about this, and with this shutdown, so there was, and backing this up too, this is something from Sheriff Clark as of about 2 hours ago. So taken from a pamphlet, not a shot is fired, a blueprint for a socialist takeover. Step one is to silence the opposition. That would be you and me. You do this by cutting off the leaders from their supporters. Why is big tech isolating Trump from his base support and eliminating conservative channels of communication? We need more than one voice right now to make it difficult for them to have to cut off just one guy. Get it? And so that's from Sheriff David Clark, who has been one of the few people that have been standing up this whole time. And what I'm thinking is actually going on, and I'm thinking this because of their own words and some of the things that we said in the past, they're actually trying to goad people into violence. This whole thing that took place with the people storming the Capitol, with people going in there, you have video of these officers. Now, maybe these officers were just good officers that were trying to support the movement, or maybe somebody told these officers, hey, let them in past the first barricade, because once you get that, and once you're already violating the law, at that point, it doesn't matter. That's the mindset of it. So you got these folks that go in there, and then it, for the most part, was peaceable. So you
and then shoot one.
And so I'll condemn the guy that hit the officer with the fire extinguisher, but by and large, most of these guys, they were just marching in there and thinking everything was honky-dory.
You know, here I have a question. Okay, so we shot a woman who was former military, unarmed, white, supported Trump, as opposed to shooting a black person on drugs. You know, in another
with a weapon,
in another city,
making it in the course of a crime.
I mean, and then one is like a saint, and the other one is now forgotten.
Well, and now they're saying that all of these people are domestic terrorists.
She can't be forgotten.
Well, that's
true. She can't be forgotten if she was never heard of.
No, and they're making it out to where all of these people are now considered by them to be domestic terrorists. They're talking about Patriot Act 2.0 on day one for terrorism and other things against Trump supporters. They're talking about thought coalitions and truth and reconciliation facilities that individuals who are Trump supporters need to go to and be reeducated. I mean, this is 1984, Germany during the Hitlerian regime. I mean, this is what we're seeing right now taking place in America.
You're 100% accurate. Everything, it's not hard to follow this. And Democrats are actually starting to see, like, one of my, he was honestly a boss of mine when I was a paralegal. He was my, literally the partner in the firm. And he put up a video yesterday saying, I just got censored for sharing a CBS video.
Yeah.
And he literally is the most staunch Democrat. And I said, this is what you fucking voted for. Oh my God, I'm sorry about that, guys. Sorry about that. I apologize.
We're good with it.
No, it's not okay.
You freaking voted for.
I apologize. That's what I told him. This is what you effing voted for. And this is the stuff you're going to see if they get used to this.
Yeah. Well, just so you know, I've never, ever cussed on the air, ever.
He's lying.
I am not a radio
station.
All right, so we have about three minutes left.
I'm so sorry.
No, we're okay. Good. No worries.
What you said is basically how we all feel on this, because what these people are going to understand very soon is once they end up getting rid of all of the voices that they don't like, the next thing you know, they're going to turn on themselves and start getting rid of those voices, too.
Somebody called Nancy Robespierre Pelosi the other day. And that's what you can take from the French Revolution, is as soon as everybody was at risk, they started chopping up their own guys.
Well, and Biden compared two of our senators to Nazi propagandists. And this is what we see that flies on Twitter all day long. The first thing is they compare them to Nazis. They compare Trump supporters and Trump people who are actually within the campaign to Nazis, and then the next thing you know, they're issuing calls for Nazis to die. And so the way that they're saying things is it's a radical explosion of what's actually taking place, and they're trying to goad us into violence. Don't be violent, people,
end of the day. If we're Nazis and they're Marxists, aren't Nazis Marxists in general? So I mean, I'm trying to connect the dots here.
they're trying to fight fascism with fascism, and they're labeling non-fascist fascists.
Right. But my point is, go ahead.
I have something to share with you guys, and it's quite important. I'm not going to cuss, I promise you.
Hurry up. We got 2 minutes.
So, Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, no, it's not going to be much. But on my actual Dream Team development site, which is my site that I actually use for business, which I really can't – I don't have the ability to make websites anymore because I'm running Wimkin, but I'm getting death threats now over that. I'm getting the fact they call us terrorists. I'm getting – this is why GoDaddy was told to shut us down. There's no doubt about that because of the fact that if they're doing this, that they're finding out – and it's not hard to find this out. It's just the motivation behind it to actually take the time and go and say, like, oh, let's try to mess with these people. Let's try to make them worry. They call me a terrorist now, guys.
Mm-hmm.
They call me a terrorist. I've done nothing but make a site.
Yeah.
But I'm now a terrorist.
Well, and
it's insane.
The thing I want to point out to people, too, is they're, by cutting off the communication lines, by making it to where you can't organize peacefully, by doing all the rest of this, what they're trying to do is they're trying to make cells out of these individuals that are God-fearing American patriots, and they want people to start basically killing people, in my opinion.
Yep.
And they're trying to
do
that.
They're
trying to do that because that way they can turn around and start labeling all of the patriot groups, all of the American citizens as terrorists. Don't fall for it, folks. Be peaceable. Be brave, do the things that you need to do, but honestly, what I think probably would have sent a message a lot more and showed who was really in the wrong here is if those people just continued walking forwards and that guy kept firing. It would have been the Tiananmen Square of America. It would have actually showed who's peaceful and who's not, because they're labeling all these people this, and they're not. By and large, they're not. They're just people that were walking in there and going with the flow. You got a grandma lady that's looking like she doesn't know what's up.
Wow.
And,
well,
and you know what? Honestly, I know I don't have much time, guys.
We're about done. We've got about a minute.
We don't even have a minute.
We're done.
Thanks for the call. You were listening with Jason with Wimkin and the free speech social media site. He's fighting for us.
Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. The government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous server than a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.